Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, November 13th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of travel and leisure news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., NYSE SRM 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., M, for the 2025 Q3. SRFM reported revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ EPS of $29.2 million and $9.9 million and Sixforce respectively, showing progress on the transformation plan. Operational reliability improved with a strengthened systems operations center. SRFM made capital structure improvements post-quarter, refinancing debt, and reducing cash interest. Air Mobility delivered operational gains, with on-demand growth offsetting scheduled flying reductions. SurfOS, the cloud-based operating system, expanded internally and externally. SRFM remains committed to its electric powertrain program for the Cessna Grand Caravan. For 4Q25, revenue is expected at $25.5-$27.5 million, with an AJ EBITDA loss of $8.6-$8.5 million. Valuation indicates a range of 6.11 to 7.99 cents, with a midpoint of 7.5s.
Rex's Bar and Grill heats up the season with whiskey, music, and holiday flavor. Rex's Bar and Grill in Fort Worth is ending the year with a bang, offering a variety of experiences for guests. From whiskey pairings with Horse Soldier bourbon to a TX whiskey dinner, there's something for everyone. Thanksgiving Day at Rex's includes a traditional turkey dinner or a takeout option for a stress-free holiday meal. Don't miss the Last Knife Fighter acoustic showcase or weekly events like Karaoke Tuesdays and Live Music Wednesdays. Located at 1501 South University Drive, Rex's Bar and Grill is the go-to spot in Fort Worth for delicious food, craft whiskey, and live entertainment. Do millennials believe or want the American dream? New book of Murdered Couple poses the question. Millennials are questioning the American dream more than ever before. Jay Austin and Lauren Geohegan, a couple who quit their jobs to bike around the world, were murdered by ISIS terrorists after just over a year on their journey. They rejected the traditional idea of working for decades and then enjoying life later. William Elliot Hazelgrove's new book, Evil on the Roof of the World, follows their unconventional path. Hazelgrove, a national best-selling author, explores their pursuit of a different American dream outside the 9-to-5 grind. The book will be released on November 13, 2025, shedding light on the growing trend among millennials to prioritize living in the present. Italian businesses eye Hong Kong as key gateway to Asia. Italian businesses are increasingly looking to Hong Kong as a key gateway to Asia, according to a recent report by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council and the Italy-China Council Foundation. The report, part of the upcoming Think Business, Think Hong Kong campaign, highlights the strong interest of Italian companies in partnerships and trade opportunities in Hong Kong and the Chinese mainland. The survey found that 77% of Italian businesses are enthusiastic about expanding in Asia, with Hong Kong being a priority market. Additionally, there is significant potential for Italian companies to leverage regional trade agreements, such as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and the Closer Economic Partnership Arrangement, to enhance their engagement with Hong Kong and the wider Asian market.
Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. and Nebu announces Q3 2025 financial results, holds quarterly earnings call. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. recently announced their Q3 2025 financial results, which included new acquisitions, lease renewals, and increases to FFO, AFO, rental income, and net income compared to Q3 2024. The earnings call discussed these results with the leadership team, providing insights and answering questions from analysts. Highlights from the quarter included acquiring 9 skilled nursing facilities in Missouri, a skilled nursing facility in Oklahoma, and a healthcare facility in Missouri. These acquisitions were funded with working capital. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.